Liquid can't penetrate. Truly the most pet-resistant carpet in the industry. When it comes to quality, Shaw floors are the best. Anso Nylon with a 20-year non-prorated warranty that includes steps and hallways. No matter what type of flooring you need, this is the time to buy it. Virtually everything is on sale. Carpet, vinyl, tile, LVT, LVP, ceramic, wood, and more. I know many people wait just for this sale. Let me repeat, Edwards Carpet and Shaw Floors. Low sale prices, 12 months interest-free, and you'll pay no tax. Look for our ad in the Post-Dispatch and visit us online at edwardscarpet.com.
Come on down to Edwards Carpet Stores.
This is Larry Connors, and I think I drove by your house the other day. It looks great, but I noticed you might have some shingles missing and maybe some other roof damage. Take a moment to call my friend John Beal, 1-800-NEW-ROOF. Take care of it before everyone else starts calling, before the thunderstorms start pounding us. That way, next time I drive by, I won't have to worry. I'll know your home is protected. John Beal, 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
The moment you've been waiting for, you people who are technically challenged, well, those of you who aren't, big Apple news. Apple is in the news. Some ridiculous news, I think, about the iPhone without a headphone jack. What are you talking about? Jose will tell you all about that, I'm sure, and other things. Jose Hernandez is here. It is Monday. It's time to answer your questions about computers or phones or TVs. I'm surprised at how many people don't know that a 40-inch television, that's the diagonal measurement from corner to corner. There are lots of people that don't know that. They think it's 40 across. Nope. It's a diagonal measurement, and it always has been. If you're shopping for a phone, cell phone, if you're shopping for a computer, if you have something you already own and it's driving you insane and you can't figure something out, here are the numbers. Jose does a monologue, and then we'll jump in. First come, first serve. Here we go. From most cell phones, star KTRS. From non-cell phones, 314-969-KTRS. And then there's that 888-550-KTRS. Call now. I would if I were you. And courtesy of Window World, the number one selling replacement window in the United States, and the original $189 window, we give you Jose Hernandez.
Hey, everybody.
Hey, Jose.
How you doing, Jose?
Frank, I am excellent. How are you?
I'm great. I mentioned the iPhone, I guess, 7.
7.
Because there's a lot of, there are a lot of people who are confused. How can a phone not have a headphone jack? That just doesn't seem like that's a good idea. But I'll let you do your thing, and I'm sure you'll get to that.
My presumption is that the Apple folks have, in addition to a new phone, a new set of earbuds or headphones that are Bluetooth.
That they want to sell you.
That they would like to sell you.
Or that will plug into the Lightning port.
The Lightning port.
Which is the charging
port. Which is a new port for them, because when they came out with that, everybody had the 30-pin
right.
charging ports, and they obsoleted that, so everyone had to buy the new Lightning port, which I think is 19 pins. There's a lot of interesting coincidences going on with Apple products. If you own an iPhone 6 or a 6 Plus, especially the 6 Plus, it's developed a disease. It's called the touch disease.
I have a 6 Plus.
You do?
Uh-oh.
The problem is that if you start to see a flashing gray bar on the top of the screen,
yeah.
It is pretty much the death of your phone. It will eventually happen. It's reported that what happens is that one of the computer chips that's on the flexible motherboard is breaking loose. And when it breaks loose, there's no longer the ability to use the touch.
So do you get a warning? I mean,
you don't get a warning on it. Right now, the best thing that Apple can do is to replace your iPhone 6 or 6 Plus with a refurbished one. The problem with the refurbished one is that could be closer to the death to the death knell of the touch disease than the one you have. You don't know. I just find it's interesting that they're sort of falling apart now right before the release of the new iPhone 7, right in time for you to upgrade your phone.
What a coincidence.
I think it's very coincidence. It's, according to Apple, not repairable. There are third-party folks who will open the phone, go in and re-solder the chip back to the flexible motherboard for a couple hundred dollars. but okay. I don't know what that does to the rest of the warranty or functionality of the phone, because we had that thing pop up about a year ago when people were replacing their screens, and as soon as the iOS updated to one of their versions, the thumbprint no longer worked because the phone realized that the screen wasn't an Apple official documented or serialized screen. So in addition to that, there's a glitch in the iOS 9.3.4, and Apple is not going to fix it. The glitch has to do with two pieces of software, the VoiceOver and the Voice Dictation. The VoiceOver software is one that visually impaired folks will use. It tells them everything on their phone, from reading directions on a map, knowing how much battery life is left. The other one is the Voice Dictation, where you talk to it and it actually types out what's going on. The issue with those pieces of software is that something in the software starts duplicating things that you tell it or things that it's reading to you.
Okay.
And Apple said it's not enough of a problem for them to fix it. So, Apple. Sorry. Thanks, but no thanks.
Apple's being kind of mean lately.
They are.
Lately.
Taking away our headphone jacks.
And let's see. Pokemon Go started a couple months ago, about 45 days. Seems they're losing interest. They peaked at 45 million users 2 weeks after it came out, and right now they're shedding about 10 million users a month.
That doesn't surprise me.
No, it doesn't surprise me either.
Yeah.
Because you were a heavy Pokemon Go player. I know we had to send you to rehab.
Yeah.
No,
to get you off of it.
I've never done it. Never.
And then last but not least, I've got a couple emails this week about, we talked about using hotspots for computer connectivity versus using a wired internet from a service provider.
Right, which is what I do.
Right. And the emails are basically wanting to know what the downside is of using a hotspot for your internet connection. And my response to them is, it depends on the signal the phone gets. If the phone signal is not at full bars or close to full bars, it will reduce the speed at which you can access the internet. The other problem is, it depends on the plan that you have with your phone provider as to how much data you can get at high speed.
Right.
So if you've got a plan that's 2 gigabytes of data and you're using it for Netflix and Pinterest and all sorts of other things that are high data, eventually what's going to happen is they're going to throttle it back to slower than dial up almost. That's the new AT&T one now. AT&T just came out with phone plans that have they're not unlimited data. There's just no overage charges. So if you're paying for 6 gigabytes a month and you use more than 6, they don't stop you. They just throttle it down to where it's almost unusable.
Well, it works great for me. For you folks who live in the woods, live out where you don't get DSL, you don't get cable. So in other words, you don't have Wi-Fi. And I tried the dish, and it was so slow that I got rid of it. I used the hotspot on my phone. In other words, at my house, there is no Wi-Fi. And when I go to get on the computer, I set my phone down, and I put it on hotspot. I turn it on.
Mm-hmm.
And it is significantly faster than when I had that dish.
Yep.
And I have something like, there's some rollover data. I have 100 gigabytes that I can use. So that's more than enough. My wife has been home, as you know, she had the back surgery. She's been watching Netflix things, and it works like a charm. There's no buffering. It's pretty incredible. Like you said, though, we have a really good, strong AT&T signal.
Yes.
And if we had one bar, that would be an issue.
That's right.
You want to take some calls?
Please.
All right, we get some lines open here. Let's fix that right now. 314-969-KTRS from most cell phones, star KTRS, which is star 5877 or 888-550-KTRS. That's one line, and I see it's already full. So go with those others. Go with the most cell phones, star KTRS. Let's go to Tom. Tom, say hello to Jose.
Hey, how you doing, Jose?
Good, Tom. How are you?
Good. I got a question about a TV. So I've got a 46-inch, you know, just LED TV, and all of a sudden, like when I'm watching the ball game, I can't see the graphics. Like, the graphics are off to the side, so I can't see what inning it's in or anything like that. Do you have any suggestions?
Hey, you know what? I've got this. No, seriously, I have this on my TV, and mine is at the bottom. Where is it with you, Tom? Where are you losing the graphics? The bottom?
So like Fox Sports Midwest. On
right.
The top, you can only see half of the graphic, and on the bottom, you can only see half of the score. Can't even see what inning or anything it's in.
Yeah, and mine is at the bottom. Is this a picture size function on the TV remote, the original remote that came to the TV?
It could be on the remote, or it could be in setup. on the television. If you go back with the remote and go into setup on the television, there should be something that talks about aspect ratio.
Yeah, I tried that, and it like it just smaller. It just made the picture smaller.
Well, what it is the picture that you're receiving is too big for the one aspect ratio you have set up, so it's clipping parts of it off. And when you set it to the actual aspect ratio it's supposed to be, the picture is actually going to be smaller, and it'll have black edges either on all four sides or at least on the left and right side.
I hate that. I hate that.
I do too. Yeah, it's too. Six of one, half dozen of the other.
Yeah, I'd almost rather lose some of the graphics and get the whole bigger screen.
Yeah, I guess I don't care what inning it's in anyway.
Yeah, who cares about that?
Or you could just buy a bigger television.
Yeah, I could do that. My wife will have something to say about that, but you know.
Well, hold on. What does that mean? But she'll have something to say about it.
Oh, so that's something to say when I want to buy a bigger TV, right?
No, I don't know what you're talking about. Here's what you do. You say, hey, we're getting a bigger
TV.
Married.
Yeah.
You're married, Frank.
Yeah, I'm married. And when I wanted a bigger TV, I said, hey, woman, I'm getting a bigger TV. And she said, you deserve it. Yeah. You deserve it.
Yeah. You don't like it, hit the bricks.
Huh?
If you don't like it, hit the bricks.
Yeah, hit the bricks. Good luck, Tom.
All right, thanks, guys.
Thank you for the call. This is D. D, say hi to Jose.
Hi, Jose.
Hi, Dee.
How are you today?
I'm good today. How are you?
I have a question about my cell phone.
Okay.
I have a Samsung S6 Active.
Okay.
That I've had for a little over a year, I guess. And the last couple of times I fired it up and I go on, like, hit the web or something, it pulls up this weird thing that says geofences, and then deleted, and then another bunch of numbers. But the biggest thing it comes up that says geofences. I've never heard of that.
Geofences, like a fence around the pasture?
Yes, sir.
Yes. What is that? What the heck is
it? Do you have an antivirus and an anti-malware on your phone?
I thought I did.
Because it sounds like it. It apparently it's trying to go to a website that has either geofences is listed or that's the actual browser URL it's trying to get to. And it sounds like your antivirus is deleting it before it lets you go anywhere.
Ah, well, that's probably a good thing, isn't it?
It probably is. What browser do you use?
I log on most of the time with Chrome.
Okay.
Off of my cell phone. It comes up when I'm playing certain games.
Porn.
So, not sure.
When you get a chance, send me an email at techquestions@ktrs.com if you can find the browser number. If not, we can talk back and forth and find out what version of browser you're running.
Okay.
And we'll see if we can solve that issue.
Yes, and I'm also the person that paraded a cake in front of you a few years ago when we had a cake convention.
Ah, well then, in that case, don't send me an email.
A cake convention?
There was a cake convention here, and she walked past the front of this thing with a cake that was to die for.
That's cruel.
Yeah.
Especially with a fat guy.
Yeah, that's cruel.
Especially with this fat guy. And she came in, and she showed it, and talked about it.
And left with it.
And then she left with it. Yeah. That's right.
Dee, that's cruel.
Well, maybe I'll make a cake one time and come over when you're on the air.
That would be fabulous.
All right. Thank you.
Send me an email anyway, Dee.
Thank you.
All right. I will. Thank you. Bye-bye.
This is David. David, say hi to Jose.
Hey, gang. Hello, Jose. AM and the PM.
Thank you, David.
David. Hallelujah. David?
I have an iPhone 4, and I'm just as happy with it.
Good.
Now, I can totally charge my phone Monday through Friday, and it'll last for a good 4 hours. On Saturday... Actually, this is through what I call TuneIn Radio.
Mm-hmm.
And then you know I can pull up KTRS on TuneIn Radio.
The easier way is the app. Do you have the app?
Yeah, but TuneIn Radio, I can put you on pause.
You can't pause the app. Okay, you can pause it, but it won't.
It doesn't hold. It just shuts up while you're on the phone or doing something else.
So anyway, during the week it'll last a good 4 hours.
Anyway.
And on Saturday and Sunday, it'll last only about maybe two and a half hours.
That doesn't make
sense. What are you doing on Saturday and Sunday? You're not doing Monday through Friday.
I'm listening to TuneIn Radio.
Same location.
Basically, yeah.
First of all, that doesn't sound like a lot of battery life to me.
Well, it's an iPhone 4. The battery. How old is your phone?
Oh, my goodness. Probably... 4 or 5 years.
Yeah, the lithium batteries lose their capability to hold charges over time.
Yeah, but I don't understand why it would last a good 4 hours Monday through Friday.
Yeah, that doesn't make any sense.
You're not doing anything else with the phone but listening to TuneIn Radio.
That's it.
The only thing that would cause it to lose batteries if it was more things were going on. So if you're moving around, it's searching for a new cell signal. If you've got other applications running, it would drain it down. But I don't know why it would be one versus the other, Monday through Friday versus the weekend.
Well, I've got you turned on while I'm at work, and I can't really play on the phone while I'm at work. So
right.
It's just listening up for listening. So it just kind of befuddles me that, you know, on the weekends it would just kind of run dry very, very fast.
You might want to, who's your service provider?
AT&T.
You might want to call AT&T and talk to one of their technical folks about the difference between the week versus the weekend.
Right.
And or contact one of the Apple geniuses, because there may be something going on I'm not aware of.
Okay. Thank you, Jose.
Good luck.
Thank you, David. And we have Just Walk Away, Renee. You Won't See Me Follow You Back Home. Do you know that song, Dan? You're in a band. Just Walk Away, Renee.
Walk Away,
from the 60s. Renee. Forget it. Yeah. Let's talk to Renee. Renee, say hi to Jose.
Hi, Jose. AM and the PM.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Renee?
Yes. Hello?
No, hi.
No, that's where you speak. He says Renee, and then you say, yeah, here's what I have.
You still have that other line.
Yeah.
We'll edit that out. Let's try again. Hello, Renee.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm fine. And yourself?
I'm well. How may I help you?
Do we have a Samsung Smart TV Ultra 4K that we bought in April? And we were able to watch YouTube up until just like a week ago, and now we can't watch any movies on YouTube.
What does it say when you try to watch them?
There's just a blank screen, like a blue screen on the TV. It's not giving us any, this is not available, like when you hit on, click on YouTube or, you know, point your,
right,
you know, at it.
Are you able to use any other net functions from the television?
I don't know that we've tried to use any other net function.
Okay, see if you can use anything else on it, like, I don't know what else would come in the smart televisions, another app that would use the internet. If not, it sounds like it may have lost its connection to the internet, which I presume is wireless.
Yes, AT&T U-verse, yes.
Right, so you may have to reinitialize the wireless connection from the TV to your Wi-Fi router.
Okay.
But that's where I'd start, just see if it will do anything else on the internet versus not only YouTube.
Sure, okay, so then it could be we would call the AT&T helpline instead of calling Samsung. Maybe start with AT&T first and
right,
go through them.
That's correct.
Okay, all right.
Hi, Renee, thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Let's get Bob in here. Bob, say hi to Jose.
That's Rob.
Hi, Jose.
Rob. Sorry, Rob.
Hi, Rob.
Hi there. I think I have a solution for the gentleman who has missing the graphics at the bottom of the TV screen.
Yes.
Not sure what TV service he has. I used to be a AT&T U-verse installer, and one of the features U-verse has is a Zoom feature. It's on the remote. It's like the, I believe it's the lower left-hand corner or lower right-hand corner button, like the star or asterisk button. You pull up there, and you can actually zoom in.
And he may be zoomed in just enough that he's losing some graphics.
Right. So, Tom, if you're still listening.
That's exactly what it is. I've seen that multiple times. People do that, and it just zooms in just enough, and it loses, like you say, the baseball scores, the news runner, whatever, at the bottom of the screen.
Would I be able to fix that if I go back into setup and restore defaults?
Yeah, but I mean that's a big, you know, you're wiping out a lot of stuff if you do that. Just if you hit, like, I believe it's the menu or the I can't remember what it is. I'd have to look at my old remote there. But you hit it, and you can find just like the favorites and things like that, and you'll have it on there. It'll say zoom, and you can zoom in and out. I believe it actually says zoom on the remote,
okay,
if I remember right. And you can select it back to 100%.
Very good. Tom, if you're listening, go to menu button on your remote and unzoom.
And Rob, you said you used to be. What do you do now?
I'm a program engineer for Flight Safety International. I build flight simulators,
ooh,
visual systems on flight simulators.
Whoa.
Some pretty cool stuff.
You're a smart guy. All right, well, thank you for listening, Rob. We appreciate it.
I just thought I'd chime in, see if I could help.
No, it may be a big help, because I've actually seen those Zooms on remotes, and I forgot where. I had some service, DirecTV Dish or something, had that on there where you could zoom in. If you do it just one click, you're in just enough, you lose some graphics. That's probably a good suggestion. One quick one. We'll do Doug quickly, and then we're out of here. Doug, say hi to Jose.
Hi, Jose.
Doug?
PM and the PM.
Thank you.
Well, I don't know if I got a TV problem or a wife problem, but every time I switch to, like, racing or sports or anything like that, I get, like, a closed caption, but it's not English, and my closed caption on the TV is turned off. So I don't know if you had any idea what that might be. It don't matter if it's racing or football or baseball or...
Who's the service provider for your TV?
New Wave.
It may be in the New Wave box.
Okay.
So the New Wave may be doing the closed captioning before it gets to your television.
Okay.
So you know, I presume it came with a remote?
Yes.
You may want to go into settings and see if closed caption is turned on in the box, not on the television.
Okay. Never thought of that.
And you still may have a wife problem. I don't know.
Okay, I hope not.
I can only fix the TV part.
All right. Well, thank you, Jose.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Doug. But that would be irritating. One, closed caption, you don't want it, but then it's in Russian or something.
Yeah.
That would be,
you're trying to learn a new language.
You'll do this next week?
Please.
Give them your email address.
Next week is...
I'm sorry, we're not today.
I'm not going to be here.
He's not going to be here. 2 weeks from today. Give him your email address.
It is techquestions@ktrs.com.
All right, thank you. Jose Hernandez,
have a good day, everybody. Yeah.
And Jose is brought to you by Window World, the number one selling replacement window in the United States and the original $189 window. Who's doing traffic, Tim?
Me.
Yes. Yes.
It's a great pleasure to introduce to you our traffic reporter, Tim Weiland. Tim?
Thank you, Frank. Well, I wish it were a great pleasure to give a good report here, but unfortunately I can't because highways are just a jam, a mess now. Now, the accident southbound 55 at the Poplar Street Bridge. When we flew over it, they had the highway shut down, but they were had the flatbed on scene. Hopefully that's out of the way now. We've got at least a lane open, but traffic was jammed all the way back to about Union going on southbound 55, eastbound 70. Then the accident at Bayless, the two left lanes were finally open. You were jammed up from 4500 South Broadway. They just now, within the last minute and a half, opened up the two left lanes on westbound 44 after the Mirage overpass. Now, westbound 44 drivers, it looks like a parking lot from about Big Bend all the way out there. The same thing on southbound 270 from Olive down through Highway 44. They had cleared that earlier stall that was on westbound 70 at the Blanchette, but you're still jammed up from the Rock Road. And this report brought to you by Staples. They have everything you need for back to school at low prices, period. Backpacks and binders, notebooks and folders, post-it notes. Make low prices happen. Staples, make more happen. With your Vincent Mortgage Airborne traffic, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Right, thank you, Tim. My Corvette came from this guy's dealership. My Tahoe came from there. My Trailblazer came from there. My mother-in-law's Equinox came from there. And there is Johnny Londoff Chevrolet. Would you please welcome the man whose name is on the sign. It's actually his dad's name, too, but he had the same name. John Londoff, everybody.
Yeah.
Hey! How you doing? How are you?
Good. We have not spoken for a while.
Did you miss me as much as I missed you?
Well, but I saw you Saturday, so.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
My mother-in-law backed the Equinox with the driver's door open, backed it up, and hit a side stud in the garage, and she was beside herself. See, the trim at the bottom of the door, she knocked the trim loose. Now, she's a great mother-in-law, but she gets so, I don't know the word. It's to her, this is, oh, my goodness, what have I done?
Up.
I'm like, it's like the end of the world, like the worst body damage ever. No, it's a piece of molding off the hinges, the snaps. So I called. I knew they had service Saturday. So here's the great thing about modern technology. And John said, take a picture of it. And I did. Look, quick video, like 5 seconds. Okay, here it is. I pulled on it. And I said, there's the. He shoots it to Bruce Weiner. And they said, we can fix that. It's no big deal. I go up Saturday, boom, bada boom, bada bing. $87 later, like brand new. Took it home, and she's happy. She's fine. So thank you for having a great service department that, as Larry, the cable guy, would say, knows how to get her done.
Well, first of all, you know, when Dan Strauss was here today, taking care of his daughter's car. And, you know, I talked to him. I'm like, you know, Frank, and I'm not just Frank, you know me. I'm not going to blow any smoke, but you are a nice guy. And I asked my wife, I said, how many son-in-laws on a Saturday are going to go to their mother-in-law's house, pick the vehicle up, drive it out to beautiful Florence, Missouri? Not like you're driving 5 or 10 or 15 minutes. I mean,
yeah,
you know.
She deserves it. She deserves it.
And I'm like, and then sits here and waits for it to get done, and just, you know, had a great chance to chat. You got to see a little bit of the operation, how it works. And
I mean, something else I saw, and this was not anywhere in the plan, John has customers in his office, so he says, just go down to the conference room. I'll be right with you. So I go to the conference room, and in their conference room is, and I didn't know this existed, is a portable ice maker. Now, one of the things my mother-in-law likes is ice. She does not have an ice maker in her refrigerator, so we take her ice. No more, because I see on his counter and did you know there was such a thing as
no.
a portable ice maker? You pour water in the reservoir like a coffee maker.
Yeah.
And it makes ice for a single person, and you've always got a bin of ice. And all you have to do is when the light comes on, add some more water, and it makes ice. This thing is fantastic.
Oh, I would love that.
Oh, man, I'm going to get one this week and give it to her. This is the answer for her. No more having to rely on somebody bringing her bags of ice. So
Saturday, you got to remember to get a little, ice scooper.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Is it little? It's just like little, like a.
It's like the size
mini fridge.
Smaller than that. Like two coffee makers. Yeah, like two coffee makers side by side.
Oh, that's awesome.
Oh, I didn't know you could even buy such a thing.
Where do you get those?
I think your guy, Sean Satan, said you got a Target or something. I'll find it. Yeah, it's made by Emerson.
I'm going to find this.
And to anybody listening who's single, if you don't have an ice maker or one in the refrigerator, my goodness, this is a fantastic little piece of machinery, and I didn't know there was such a thing. So that trip Saturday was more than just getting the molding put back on. We have solved her ice problem. And you don't even realize the things that you do and the help that people find when they come there.
Yeah, that's amazing what stuff just trips your trigger.
Yep.
You got more excited about the more portable ice maker again.
Well, so I'm in the conference room by myself, and I'm waiting for him. So you stand around, and you look at some stuff
again,
on the wall.
You're taking care of your mother-in-law.
Yeah, but
you're a nice guy. I know you give me trouble once in a while, but that's just because you love me. You know, you always give
trouble.
Yeah,
that's it. All right.
Huh?
Now, you know when you're by yourself and nobody's in there but you kind of you walk around, and I'm looking at he's got a lot of sports stuff on the wall, jerseys, and I say, so I walk over to this little table, and I thought, what the heck is that? I didn't know what it was. It wasn't a coffee maker. It had a light on it, so I just lifted it. I'm doing is being nosy, and I lift the lid, and there's ice in there, and I realized what it was. So
John knows my favorite picture that he has hanging on the wall.
I bet I saw it. What is it?
It's the picture of Bobby Orr flying across.
Yes, I saw
scoring
it.
That goal in the Stanley Cup final.
I saw it. It's in the
It's about, it was given to me an autograph by Noel Picard.
Yes.
The vehicle, and he's just one of my most favorite people in the whole wide world. I mean, you get Noel Picard together with Bobby Plager, and you will cry. You'll laugh so much. They're so funny, and Noel's very emotional, and he'll start tearing up, and Bobby starts talking about Barkley Plager, but that pitchfork of Noel Picard, who has to this day hands that just like a lumber. I mean, he's just a fun guy when he was playing back then. And yeah, Bobby Orr scores a winning goal to win the Stanley Cup. After the Blues lost back-to-back series against Montreal, we're like, oh, we got this team from Boston. We'll beat them.
Mm-hmm.
No, we lost four straight, and that's the last time we've been in the Stanley Cup.
If anybody ever doubts John's love for hockey, go to their conference room.
Oh, yeah.
My goodness, it's like a shrine.
I got Ozzie Smith in there with an autographed bat of Ozzie's. I mean, he's definitely one of my most favorite people in the whole world. Back when Ozzie was doing promotions for us, and Willie McGee would come with him, 500, 600 people, almost as many as when you were here.
Well, I mean, 800, yeah.
Hey, people still talk about that date. You know, I can't wait until we do that again.
Yeah, me too. I can't wait. So, what are we selling today?
Well, we're talking about some AM and the PM customers.
Mm-hmm.
What is wrong with my computer?
Oh,
how about Dennis and Brenda Sullivan?
Dennis and Brenda Sullivan.
AM and the PM. Just bought a 2012 pre-owned Chevy Colorado. Thank you very, very much. They came in Saturday, came in today to finish the paperwork and take delivery. John Roth was their extraordinarily awesome sales representative. And then Jeffrey Fishback, AM and the PM. Jeffrey Fishback just leased a new Colorado.
Way to go, Jeffrey. Thank you.
And they're aiming the PM, so thank you, Jeffrey Fisher, and thank you again to
Fishback. Is it Fisher or Fishback?
Fishback.
You just said Fisher.
Well, I slipped.
Well, you know what? I like a guy that says, I slipped, I made a mistake. That's the kind of guy.
Okay, nothing to do.
You bet.
Oh, my God. You're so funny. Oh my gosh. But I guess I don't know if I said Fisher because of the but then again, we have a Manny, I-M-A-N-I, a Manny Denton, beautiful Florida, Missouri, that just bought a new cruise. She's AM and the PM too. So I can't mention them all because I think we've been so busy. We just had, again, an unbelievable weekend. So thank you to the AM and the PM crowd. You know, these last few days of every month are just exciting. It's just fun. Even for, an old guy from North County, I get pretty excited about a great day. And then, you know, seeing how excited my sons, John the Third and Sam Londoff, get. And Sam called me 7 o'clock on Saturday night. He was just leaving, pumped up about a big, big day. It's like, it's everything. It's you know that. Family's everything, and your good health, and other good things will happen. So, yeah, I just thank the Lord for Frank Opinion and Dan Strauss and Ian. You kidding me? You guys just do a great job for us.
Yeah, what would you do without Ian's business?
Yeah.
All the cars he's bought from. Oh, that's
hey,
right.
Wait a minute.
That's right.
He's
the only one
that
hasn't bought one.
My wife has a car from...
Mm-hmm. Okay, you're off the hook. Yes. You're off the hook. Now, listen, when I went to leave Saturday, as I walked out to get in my mother-in-law's Equinox, when they finished with it, I saw a black Tahoe. There was not a fingerprint. There wasn't a piece of lint. This is the cleanest car. This had to be your car. This was the boss's car. And I'm guessing it's never, ever dirty. Am I right?
No.
I'm not right.
No, you're right. No, it's never dirty.
It can't be. You're the face, the name of the dealership. You can't be seen in a dirty vehicle. One of the perks of being the dealer. You always so have a clean car.
A few of my buddies, I mean, they come together in the seasons, 60 days away or so. They're like, man, it must be just great to be able to get your car washed every day. And
I'm sure it is. Tell them it is, yeah. Right.
They like you know, get it washed for free. My buddy Jay Anderson, get it washed for free. I'm like, free? It is not free, baby. Yeah. I pay these guys good money, and they're well deserving our labors. I mean, everybody here is it's a great team. Johnny Londoff Chevrolet and have a lot of really great people, and they make it happen. You know, they make it happen, and it's been a long summer. It's a hot back in the shop. Guys in detail, guys in the used car, the service edition, guys in parts. I'm not ready for fall yet. I still love the hot temperatures because business is great, but I think we'll be ready for a break.
This is the one fall I think people will be ready for. This humid, steamy, sticky, this has been, we've had enough of this.
And they're saying by this Thursday that humidity is supposed to be really, really low and it's supposed to be really nice on Thursday. So by then.
Meteorological guy right there.
Dan Strauss, meteorologist.
That's right.
Well, give us a phone number.
Hope you don't lose Dan to one of the TV stations.
No, not going to happen.
Darn right.
What's that phone number?
One of the stations is changing whether people used to change underwear.
Oh, yeah.
314-837-1800. 314-837-1800. 24/7, 365 at Londoff.com. LONDOFF.com. And thank you to you, Frank, the team there, and the AM and the PM crowd.
All right, John, get ready because we're sending more your way, okay?
All right,
thank you. Bye-bye. John Londoff. I have to do a little bit of business. Before I do it, though, this morning, I'm reading this article this morning in USA Today. It says, when school opens next month in Seattle. Next month in Seattle?
In September?
Yeah.
That's like the old days.
It says the bells for school will be ringing an hour later. So not only do they not start till September, at their schools, they think kids have to get up too early. I couldn't agree more.
Yeah, absolutely.
I could not agree more. It says, especially teenagers, they like to sleep late and get up late. So they're backing the school day up to start at 9:30.
Whoa.
Yeah. Now you're talking.
Yeah, because some of the high schoolers start school. I know my daughter, when she was in high school, started at like 7:10 or something in the morning.
It's too early.
Yeah.
It's just too early.
Crazy.
You remember going to school and you weren't
even
awake?
Oh,
yeah, you weren't even awake.
Yeah.
You're sitting there half asleep till 9 o'clock. It's just too early. So move to Seattle, folks. You have school kids. You don't have to go till 9:30 in the morning.
Hmm.
Aminis. A-M-I-N-I-S. That's how you spell it. It's in Chesterfield Valley. It's down in the valley.
Valley so low, hang your head over, hear the wind blow.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, a lot of requests for me. They're in the home furnishings business, if you didn't know it. They weren't always in the home furnishing business. They were in the pinball, arcade, accent pieces, lighting, accessories business. But they've got a guy in there. They've got over 35 years of professional experience in the home furnishing industry. And they have furniture for every room of the house. I know that you know they have patio furniture, and they have home theater furniture. And we've talked about some of the other. Well, you need to know they have furniture for every room, living room, dining room, bedroom, from casual to formal. But what you need to know is this is the furniture you buy when you've reached a point when you can buy the best furniture. There is no mediocre or junk furniture at Aminis. Now, I don't know different styles of furniture. What are there, like French contemporary? There's like two dozen different names. Early American. I don't know what any of that means. I know the early American usually means you've got a lot of wood on it, big wooden arms or something. They have stately traditional, it's called, casual traditional, contemporary. You need to see this place to really appreciate what they have. And if they don't have it in stock, they'll custom order exactly what you want. And to me, sometimes when you buy what's in stock, they kind of push you that way because they want to get rid of what's in stock. If Aminis has it, fine. If not, they won't do that. Sometimes it's better to wait a week or two or three or four and get what you really want. And, of course, you know that Aminis is in the patio furniture business, and they have a big Labor Day sale starting Thursday of this week. And under the tent, up to 50% off some of the greatest patio furniture made in the world. And there's still plenty of time this year to enjoy that sort of end-of-year patio furniture that you'll be enjoying for years and years and years, because this is a place that sells no junk. Aminis, A-M-I-N-I-S, Chesterfield Valley, Copper Dome, Aminis.com.
Let's get a check on traffic now. Here's Tim Weiland.
All right, we get some good news finally. All right, we've got the accident here on southbound 55 at the Poplar Street Bridge. It looks like that has been cleared and all lanes are now open. The damage is done, though. You're back all the way to O'Fallon Park. And then they cleared the accident completely on southbound 55 at Bayless. All lanes are open there. It looks like we do have a Spell Tracker trailer, though, that's partially blocking a lane here on southbound 55 before the Poplar Street Bridge. Yeah, that's what it is. And so it's causing even more of a delay. Then the accident at Bayless has been cleared. Now, you're going to be slow in pockets from Arsenal down through about Loughborough before things finally open up. And they have opened all the lanes now on westbound 44 just after the Mirage overpass. So traffic is jammed back. Still a big bend all the way out through about Soccer Park Road before things open up. Southbound 270 stop and go from Page down through Highway 44. You do have westbound 40 drivers slowing now from Grand out through
Oh, McCausland. And then eastbound drivers with baseball, you got them slowing down 141 through Mason. Clayton Morrison pockets all the way in through Big Bend. This report brought to you by Staples. They have everything you need for back to school at low prices, period. Backpacks and binders, notebooks, folders, and post-it notes. Make low prices happen. Staples, make more happen. With your Vincent Mortgage Airborne traffic, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
KTRS Traffic Center is brought to you by Vincent Mortgage, 314-839-9999, NMLS number 225095.
Green 18!
The Tigers play here on KTRS.
To the 20, to the 10, to the house!
This is Howard Richards. This week, new head coach Barry Odom takes his Tigers to Morgantown to take on the West Virginia Mountaineers. Pregame starts Saturday morning at 9, kickoff at 11. On your home for the Missouri Tigers, the Big 550, KTRS.
Touchdown, Missouri!
We are Mizzou. When it comes to choosing windows and patio doors, your home deserves the best. And at Fisher Window and Door and Fisher Lumber Company, you can expect the best. Family owned and operated since 1941, Fisher is the premier source for innovative window and door solutions in the area. We specialize in Marvin Windows and Doors, well known for superior craftsmanship, high quality, and unmatched value. Come visit either of Fisher's architecturally designed showrooms, where you can actually operate full-sized Marvin displays, exchange design ideas, see numerous product options, and the latest in Marvin product innovation. One of our experienced team members will guide you through the process with advice and support to provide you with the best solution for your window and door needs. So for your next window and door project, visit one of our convenient locations, Fisher Window and Door on Mercantile Drive in Brentwood, or Fisher Lumber Company on North Shamrock Street in East Alton.
Hiring people is probably the worst part of my job. It's such a hassle, the searching, the sorting through resumes. Most people don't have the right experience.
We started using ZipRecruiter about 3 months ago. Right from the start, you could tell it was going to make hiring a lot easier. One click and my job was posted to 100-plus job boards, all the top sites.
All of the candidates came to my dashboard, and it's easy to compare them. Thumbs up if I liked them, thumbs down if I didn't. No emails and attachments, printing up docs, phone calls, none of that.
And I couldn't believe the number of great applicants we got. I had the person we needed within 1 week. I don't know how we hired before ZipRecruiter.
Whether you're looking to fill one position or 20, find the best candidates with ZipRecruiter, where your job is just one click away from 100-plus job sites. ZipRecruiter, the fastest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/work. That's ZipRecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter.com/work.
Well, it's time to plant, and when you think of plants and beautifying your landscape, I want you to think of Forest Keeling Nursery. They've been my friend for years, and now they want to be yours. Forest Keeling is just a short drive up Highway 79 to Ellsbury, Missouri. Acres of beautiful, well-acclimated plants, evergreens, trees, and shrubs, all freshly prepared for planting in your yard. You just won't believe the selection, the service, and the knowledge waiting for you at Forest Keeling. Don't buy the wrong plant. Get the real know-how from folks who care about you and your garden. You won't believe the beauty, the great prices, and the selection, including native plants and rain garden plants. And our garden center is fully stocked with the products that will help you make your plants strong and beautiful. Of course, it's Forest Keeling Nursery right on Highway 79 in Ellsbury, Missouri. Why don't you visit them at fknursery.com.
From Cook City, Montana. That's right. It's the Bill Cleveland segment, starring Bill Cleveland along with Bruce Limprist and the All Boy Orchestra, brought to you by Laclede Cab. Here I am in the PM Cab Company. STL Taxi is the app. It is so easy to use and it's so free. Laclede Cab. And now, from Cook City, Montana, here's Bill Cleveland.
Hey, you guys, how's it going?
Never been to Montana.
No.
It's another world out here. I left Billings, Montana at about 9 o'clock this morning and started driving. It's called the Beartooth National Highway, I believe they call it. One website named it one of the most dangerous drives in all of America because of the, when winter weather blows through and you're up on these, you just basically keep climbing and climbing and climbing these mountains. And I got to tell you, I have done a lot of driving, as you know, all across the country. This may be the coolest drive, the neatest drive I have ever taken.
Wow.
I posted some, it really is unbelievable. And the pictures that I posted a few on my Down the Road Facebook page. I even sent one to Ian, and they can show you, which is great for radio, I know. But the views are unbelievable. It's almost like you're on another planet. And as you wipe, you go around these big turns. I have a GoPro camera. I don't know if you have a GoPro camera or not.
No.
But I put this thing on the front of my car, and I have been recording the entire drive. So my plan is to speed it up real fast and show people back home what this is, because I mean it's absolutely amazing. It is the coolest thing.
Wow,
and
makes you want to go there.
The nice folks here, this is Cook City, Montana, so it's a really tiny town. There is no cell phone service anywhere, so I rushed into this little visitor center, and thankfully they have Wi-Fi, and they're nice enough to let me tap into their Wi-Fi so I could try and call you on my phone here on Wi-Fi, so I hope it sounds okay.
Yeah, sounds great. Now, listen, we're almost out of time. Where can they see this again? Give them the website.
Yes, sir. So you can go to facebook.com/BillOnTheRoad, and there's some pictures, and I'll be putting up some more when I get back later tonight at Billings so you can see some more. But I'm telling you, it is so, so cool. They call it the Beartooth National Highway.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to see that. Well, put that on my bucket list.
Yes, sir. You absolutely should. Just on the south entrance to Yellowstone National Park.
All right. Mm. All right, sign off.
Okay. Yes, sir. Downtown, where am I? Cook City. Montana.
Yeah.
I'm Bill Clevland on the Big 550 KTRS.
All right, that boy gets around.
Yeah.
He gets around, that Bill Clevland.
He called you sir several times.
I know he did. I don't like that. Makes me feel old. Mm. All right. Playhouse is coming up. I got a joke. We've done the joke before. I'm going to do it for Whitey because Whitey sent it to me, and that'll be at the end of the Playhouse. Window World was a sponsor for, as you know, Jose, a sponsor for a lot of things we do here, and a great charitable contributor to St. Jude Children's Hospital in Memphis, Tennessee. But here's what they're best known for. Quality windows at $189. There is not a company that sells and installs more replacement windows in the United States than Window World. And for the last 6 years in a row, each year, they have sold over 1 million windows in the United States. Yeah, you got that right. Qualified Remodeler Magazine ranks them as the number one window sold in the country, and on and on and on. And I could read you all. Here's what I'll do. I'll give you the phone number, 314-993-1800, and the website, windowworldstlouis.com. That's windowworldstlouis.com. Playhouse coming up. It's 5 o'clock at the Big 550 KTR.